When I was two, I was taken in by my grandparents. My mom had a nervous breakdown. But when I was 10, I was told that she was dead. When I was 17, I found out she wasn't, and this is about that night. Night of the Forgiving Dead, or My Love of Ice Cream, part one. There are calls that bleed color from a face. At the time when pallor on a petal matters, the flower finally closes and falls, not because the bloom is fading, but because it's simply too ugly to live. An old, ulcerous, suicidal prostitute. A life. I didn't want it, truth. She was there, dead mom. White, warm as a room, worms suckling her softly weeping sockets, choking on a leather tongue, speaking of a little boy who was ripped from her breasts and puked nipples for a lifetime. Hello? It's me. What do you want? Your mom's here. I know. No, your real mom. A good long lie takes lovers to tend it and a child to hear it. God, I hate the deaf. Envy. But then there was ice cream. When you're 10 and your mother is not your mother anymore, and a mother that you never knew is dead, your drug of choice buries burns in sweet frozen mother's milk and sprinkles. The first one was never free. When I was 10, ice cream fucked me the good way. It always forced me to forget. Mint chocolate chip was my choice in pedophiles, harsh and soul-numbingly precocious. An infection was started, but nothing that a sugar cone couldn't cure. What the hell are you talking about? She's here. Who? Your mother. She's dead. You have to come. No, she's dead. Yes. No fucking way, you bitch! She's dead! You have to. No, I'm not ready. She's dead. You lied. No, 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 no! She's dead. She's only here tonight. You have to come. Breath. Deep. She's dead. Okay. Selling hypnosis to the comatose is effortless. They could move my arms, hands, lips, and it would mean nothing. I was 10 again, so I went again. I was clutching the sink, looking up, and finding nothing. What else was new? I wonder what cookie dough tastes like.